Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we have this beautiful gospel reading in which our Lord identifies himself as the bread of life. And he says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." And the crowd has been fed. They've received already a sign. This incident, this meeting here, and this dialogue takes place after Jesus has worked the sign of the multiplication of the loaves and the fish. And then he left. He went to the other side of the lake, and the crowd has followed him. And they're looking for a tangible sign. But our Lord has already told them, "You've come looking for me not because because you want food." Like, he's aware, and that's one of the reasons why he left in a hurry, is that they've been fed, they've had their material needs satisfied, and they want to make him king, because their confidence in him is, at this point, very worldly and natural, and they're looking for a natural provider. And our Lord wants to correct this. So he left, and now they've found him again, and he's telling them, they're asking for a sign. And he tells them, it was not Moses that gave the bread from heaven. Sure, they ate. Their needs, their physical needs were satisfied. But that miracle of the manna in the desert is a prefiguration of the Eucharist. And the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes also is a prefiguration, a sign of the Eucharist. And then he says, that bread which you ate, that's the sign of me. I am the bread of life. And he doesn't say whoever eats bread will never hunger. His words are, whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. So it's an identification. The bread is a sign, but the true substance is Christ. And the true life to which he refers is not the material life sustained by physical bread, but is the spiritual life, the eternal life that has no end. The principle of all material things and the principle of material life is spiritual in origin. It's a rather abstract concept, but it's true that everything that we can touch and see with our senses is preceded by a spiritual act of the will. God created out of nothing everything that is. And everything in our material life also, if we just reflect in our own lives, the things that become manifest in our life are preceded by a spiritual impulse, a spiritual reflection. It's an interesting principle that seems to come up frequently in homilies. And I just saw something yesterday of interest that underlines this point. It's rather dark in comparison to this beautiful discourse on the bread of life. But an exorcist, a famous exorcist that probably many have heard of, Gabriel Amorth, commenting on what's going on in the Middle East and these people that are cutting off the heads of Christians, etc., he says that they're of Satan. And he says that that manifestation of hatred towards the followers of Christ has a spiritual origin. And so that's just another, a negative example of the truth that it is the spiritual which drives the material. Now, our Lord is making clear that the Eucharist is really Him, and the food that we receive is spiritual food. And this takes great faith. The other signs were visible, tangible. Manna in the desert, the few handful of loaves and fish that feed a crowd of over 5,000, very sensational, you could say, use that adjective, sensational signs. The Eucharist is very simple and not sensational. The Eucharistic prayer, our words that are easily understandable, and they're pronounced by a priest, so a human being with language that anybody could say, but only the priest can actually bring about the transubstantiation. So this is a miracle that takes place, we know by faith, but we cannot perceive with our senses. And that's what our Lord is trying to explain to the people, that we should not be seeking sensational signs, but rather in faith go to Him who is present there in the bread. And if we go to Him with the right intention, then we're enlightened and we receive the full benefits of the Eucharist. Many make the mistake of, still there's faith, but it's a mistake to go to Jesus seeking only or primarily material satisfaction. And when that happens, Jesus hides Himself, just like He did from the crowd that is seeking Him because they want an earthly king and earthly life, and they're missing the point that He's come to offer them eternal life and a spiritual life. So we seek the purity of intention and the true gift that our Lord wants to give us, His love, and what He wants to receive from us in communion, because it's a two-way interaction. He feeds us, but He wants to receive from us that pure love which gives glory to God and allows Him to reign in our hearts. Today, in the Franciscan order, we recall a saint, Blessed Conrad, Saint Conrad of Parism. And he, in one of his letters, shows that spiritual Eucharistic life is evident in his words, how he relates to God, that it's pure and spiritual. And I'll just read a couple of paragraphs. "It was God's will that I should leave everything that was near and dear to me. I thank Him for having called me to religious life, where I have found such peace and joy as I could never have found in the world. My plan of life is chiefly this: to love and suffer, always meditating upon, adoring, and admiring God's unspeakable love for His lowliest creatures. Nothing is really a hindrance to me, because I am always united with our dear Lord. In fact, the more I have to do, the more I feel that I am united with God. I speak to God in a familiar way, like a son to his father, in prayers and aspirations. I make known to Him with childlike confidence everything that weighs on my soul." That's evidence of a soul that has the spiritual life and is not attached to or seeking worldly satisfaction. And he undoubtedly was able to live that way and pray that way because he is sustained, was sustained constantly by the bread of life, by Jesus in the Eucharist. Dear brothers and sisters, as we celebrate in this time of Easter the great miracle and the great sign of the resurrection, let us recall that we have that resurrected life in us when we receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. Let us make Jesus, the bread of life, the center of our life, and seek him first, and all other things will be given to us as he promised. Praise be Jesus and Mary.